It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Liv the Web Girl filling in for McKinsey today. What do you got?
Matthew McConaughey joined Instagram yesterday for his 50th birthday, and he immediately posted a video.
I'm looking forward to seeing if who I am translates, if what I want to share translates. If it tickles your funny bone, if it makes you think a second, makes your heart swell up a little bit, if it makes you take a quiet moment for a walk and go, I got to check in with the M and the E. Hopefully all those things. Let's have some fun with it, though. And let's keep the high eye, not the low eye. High eye.
I don't
what
even
does he mean
know
by the
what
high
that
eye?
Means. Who
or is
knows?
He, like, saying, like, don't be a pecker checker, like the low eye?
I truly have no idea what he means
all
by
right,
that.
All right.
But I'm not going to question it, and I'm just excited he's joined Instagram. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen took turns being hooked up to a lie detector and got to ask each other hot topic questions for a Vanity Fair interview. Here is Chrissy asking John some questions when he was in the hot seat.
Your song, All of Me, mentions curves, edges, perfect imperfections. Mm-hmm. Now, that song is about me, correct?
That is correct.
What are my imperfections?
I love
you. Do you like my feet?
I love your feet.
That's questionable.
Oh. How can you possibly like my feet?
Because they're beautiful. I really love them. I'll kiss them. I will rub them. I'll do more if you want.
The f*** is more?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
You tell me what is more.
I don't want that.
Okay.
Are you waiting on me to lose this baby weight?
No. You look perfect.
He's telling the truth.
Hey.
Ooh, good one, because that could have ended terribly.
I know. How cute is that? They're literally, I know this is the most basic thing to say.
Don't make me throw up.
They are couple goals. I love them so much. They make me so happy. Demi Moore and her daughters Rumor and Tallulah Willis joined Jada Pinkett Smith on her talk show Red Table Talk, and they opened up about what their childhood was really like with Demi Moore as their mom and why they didn't talk to her for almost 3 years.
So can you explain why you guys weren't talking to your mom for 3 years?
What happened was she relapsed when I was 9, and no one in our family spoke about it. And I had no idea what was going on. She'd been sober my entire childhood. And then she drank. And then I just knew that I was scared and that she was unsafe. And then there was sort of many years of saying she was sober and she wasn't, and we couldn't trust it. And then all of the adults around us, in an effort to protect us, were protecting her. And so if she wasn't sober, they would tell us she was. And so there was a complete lack of trust.
Were you with Ashton then when she was 9 years old, and that's when the relapse happened?
Yes, how it broke down. Like, you know, I opened that door to drinking after almost 20 years.
Crazy, crazy stuff. I did not know, like, any of that about Demi
Moore. We're learning so much more. I'm glad she's so open, because I think a lot of people on different levels can relate to that.
And a lot of people are not happy with how open she's being, some of the people from her past. But Kacey Musgraves has announced that she will be hosting the Kacey Musgraves Christmas show, which will premiere on Amazon Prime on November 29th. So the show features, will have a rotating cast of musicians, comedians, basically everyone, including Lana Del Rey, Kendall Jenner, Leon Bridges, Zoe Deschanel, James Corden, Fred Armisen, and Camila Cabello. So Cabello will sing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, while James Corden takes on Let It Snow. Lana Del Rey will sing I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Bridges will do a duet with Musgraves on her 2016 track Present Without a Bow. And the Amazon Prime special will also include dance performances by the Radio City Rockettes and a cameo from Kendall Jenner. I am so excited for this.
All right, Liv the Web Girl with the tea this morning. Thank you so much. I kind of want to talk to Porkchop about this, but I know there's other people too that might have it. I heard you got in a really just stupid, dumb fight with your guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was so dumb. It was kind of... I don't know. Do I have to talk about it? It was involving a massage.
See, this is why I want to know more details. Coming up next here on Joe and McKenzie, 833-563-2539. What is the dumbest fight you've ever had? I mean, we're not going to judge. We're just going to laugh with you. It's coming up next here. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.